going on, you simplistic simstitutes? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so
live.
And we got a simp for you today. Or I don't even know what you call him. He's like a cuck to his own gender. He's betraying us all because he's stupid.
And today I'm drinking mead. This stuff is so good.
This guy goes by Dapper Domo. Should be Dapper Dumbass.
All right.
And his thread was a hot take in response to a question about why women feel like they don't even need men anymore. Like we haven't heard this 100 times.
They've been preaching this shit since the 60s. Anything you can do, we can do better. Until a dude decides he wants to be a chick and show up and fucking defeat you all.
I mean, how long was Caitlyn Jenner a woman or wino before she won Woman of the Year?
I have no idea.
Not even a full year, I don't think.
Yeah, wino, new acronym, women in name only. Yeah, or a Sam, a sir, ma'am person.
Yep. But don't ban a Susan.
Sorry.
It's all comedy. It's all satire. We don't really mean it. But let's check out this utter stupidity. This is phenomenal. From Dapper Dumbass, men have to now get women to like them. And a lot of men aren't likable. Speak for yourself, basketball American.
Well, I'm going to be honest. He's probably saying this because there are masculine men out there, such as myself and you. Mm-hmm. I've been in groups where there are a bunch of soy boys who instantly don't like me.
Yep.
Because I don't have a bitch brain.
Exactly.
And they do. And yep. Literally, I'm like, why do you think like that?
I mean, didn't we do a whole article about modern men
yeah.
and how modern men don't do things that traditionally masculine men do? Yeah, they're trying to overhaul the definition of masculinity, and when that didn't work, masculinity became toxic.
Toxic, yep.
It's amazing how this works, huh?
Yep.
You can't win with facts, you try to go with emotions. So here is the rest of his thread here. Let's be honest about this shituation. How many generations of men in history have ever had to get women to like them in order to have women be with them?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Spoken now, there are exceptions out there.
Spoken like a man who hasn't seen pussy since he was born.
Yeah, but there are exceptions out there. There always is.
Of course.
But you know,
arranged marriages still happen in many cultures around the world.
But think about it. We are looking at the situation as of today where we have...
Yep.
Defeated most of the diseases that killed us before the age of 40.
Yep.
Typhoid, TB, smallpox. Back in the day, if you caught one of those diseases, you're more than likely going to die.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you needed to have a man around to, you know, till the fields and, you know, protect and provide.
Yep.
Meaning protect. Or what about, you know, the man had to defend his homestead against Indians, wolves, and what have you.
Yep.
Most of the time, it was from other Caucasians that wanted to raid and rape. Because, listen, we're evil, hairless monkeys, and the Caucasians, unfortunately, were really good at war, and things happen.
So. Yeah. And, you know, if you looked in the history that you want to burn, you'd know that already.
Yep.
And you wouldn't poke the bear. If you know what I mean.
Well, let him poke the bear. It's
we'll
all
see
fun
what happens,
and games
yeah.
until the bear gets up and pokes you.
But yeah, this is spoken like someone who really hasn't seen pussy since he was born.
It sounds like a guy raised by a single mother.
Well,
who
I mean,
doesn't have a clue.
He's obviously a basketball American, and that means that he has a 75% chance.
Oh,
of
yeah.
being raised without a father in the home. And we all know that leaves you mentally and physically handicapped.
Yeah, I need to come up with a video where I can identify all of the shit that happens when you are raised in a single mother home and then put together a strategy how to undo all of that programming.
That would be a great one.
Because literally, my life was royally fucked because of that basic programming, and I did not have a chance to undo it until after I got ass raped in divorce court.
There you go.
And then that's when I realized everything was a lie. This is all just a big fucking game to keep me a slave. Holy shit, that was a rough 2 years.
But it was only the beginning of saving lives.
Yeah.
491 on the board. We're probably the first to ever have this, so nobody knows what to do. We're two generations removed from a woman not being able to have a bank account without a man. Yeah, and that's gone so well since then.
Yes.
3 to 4 removed from when they couldn't buy a home, couldn't work, couldn't get educated, couldn't do shit without a man.
And what is the percentage of women that owe student debt and other debts? 70-some-odd percent?
Yep. Yeah, women are responsible for 2/3 of the student debt.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yes, that worked out so well.
Yeah, giving them financial dominion has really worked out well. Giving them the right to vote has really worked out well for us as a nation, too.
Yeah, I know. What a cluster.
People who have no fucking skin in the game, who haven't served their country, who don't pay taxes and don't own land, get to enforce their collective bullshit will over the rest of us who actually contribute.
Yes.
Yay!
And you see where it's taking us, right?
Yep. You can see why Dapper Dumbass is Dapper Dumbass. Mm. Women quite literally used to need a man, so they had to be with somebody regardless of if they liked the man or not.
All right, back in the day, romantic love and marriage, that was a rare thing.
Yep.
Most of the time, it was either arranged or it just said, hey, I need to pair up with somebody. That guy will do. I'm sorry. That's just the way it was back then.
Yeah.
And you want to punish all men today because that's the way it was back in the past. Yeah.
But
fuck
not,
off.
Not within the generations that he's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, back when it was kill or be killed, you know, you till the fields, you raise the cattle, you do everything, or you fucking die.
Yep.
It was about survival. Since, at least, since the Industrial Revolution here in the U.S., it's not really like that anymore.
No, it's not. You are correct.
And so when he tries to bring in 3 to 4 generations of this and that or whatever else, well, things had already changed by then.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to say that women weren't able to hold jobs going back 4 generations? That's horse shit.
Well, in World War II, a lot of women held down a lot of jobs that kept the war effort going.
Yeah, they made a whole movie about it. Jonathan Demme, director of Silence of the Lambs, directed. It's called Swing Shift. Highly recommended.
And a lot of those women that did that hated it.
Yep. They wanted to go back home, and that's where the baby boom came in, because they wanted to go back to swallowing seed or, having it slung right in the main warehouse so they could, start popping.
All they had to do was have breakfast and dinner ready.
Yep. Because they figured out, this is what our men have to deal with? Oh, my God. And then as soon as the men came back home, they're like, honey, I'm going to count ceiling tiles. You just do your thing. Like, give me a baby so I don't have to worry about going back to work ever again. Oh, yeah, so much oppression.
Yeah.
To not have to deal with paying taxes to the man. And now, freedom, apparently, is being a slave to the establishment. Women are fucking stupid.
Wow. I can't even put that picture together in my crazy thinking meat mind.
Men used to have to go out and deal with all that bullshit so women wouldn't have to, so that we could keep the women of our society safe and keep the next generation safe.
It was a
sacrificial kind of love that men had for their families and still do when that family isn't ripped apart by Marxist propaganda and entitled clones.
Yeah, and that's why our civilization is going to... It's going to end here shortly if we don't unfuck all this.
But there's even more. Did we already look at her? I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty good.
She's all right.
I like it. I love this here. Today, they truthfully don't. They can leave yo ass and be perfectly fine.
Because they have cash and prizes.
They have cash and prizes, and they have all of the inventions created by men to make doing all the stuff at home easier.
But the thing is they're holding the men to their word at the altar.
Yeah.
Till death do we part, and not for women.
No.
Because guess what? Back in the day, a marriage was a contract. It benefited both people. Mm. Now it doesn't benefit men at all.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you that this dude is catastrophically stupid, because when he's thinking about not needing a man, he's literally talking about not needing a man in the home. Every woman in every home, no matter who lives in it, desperately needs men. Why? Because without us, the infrastructure of this planet would collapse overnight.
Yeah, truckers, men.
Yep.
The guy who fixed your roof, men. The dude that do the concrete, men. The water to your house, men. Electricity, men. Oh, and that list can go on and on.
Yep, here it is. Why do men have the most dangerous jobs? Societies are more likely to thrive when they keep their women safe. Because women are the ones who nurture children into, you know, to where they can start to understand things with logic. And then that's where the father comes in and teaches them logic. If you don't have that, Antifa.
Yep.
So the most dangerous occupations in the U.S. are dominated by men, and the fatality rate is at work is 10 times greater for men than women. It's actually more than that.
It's way more than that.
Let me see. Evolutionary thinking generates at least two possible explanations for this trend. Natural selection may favor men who take risks. Time equals money.
Yeah. Risk equals reward, yeah.
But you look at this here. The four most dangerous occupations in the United States in 2019 were fishing and hunting, logging, piloting a small plane or helicopter, and roofing.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to eat. Everyone needs shelter. Everyone needs transportation.
Correct. And but men who take more risks are more than likely to be the pilots of those individual crafts.
It's crazy, man. It's
like one of the Kennedys died in one of those small planes. It just coincides. He was running against Hillary Clinton. Who knew?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you never know. I mean, I'm sure it's just another coinky dink.
Yeah, of course.
But I should say, what cracks me up about this dude is that he's obviously been raised by a single mother, obviously doesn't have a logical bone in his fucking body, and that's why he's saying this shit.
Yep.
Like, look, well, I mean, we have another article right here from Insider, 10 occupations that are still dominated by men.
Here we go.
Only 3.5% of firefighters are women.
No, I've talked to a lot of firefighters because a lot of individuals in the reserves and National Guard have cop jobs, firefighter jobs, and paramedic jobs. Yep. In all of my time, I have never, ever heard any men who are firefighters actually compliment the women firefighters on their department. They actually talked about these women as nothing but obstacles and parasites.
Well, because are you going to trust a 115-pound woman to drag a 250-pound dude out of a burning building?
No.
No.
No, like, and listen, I did this in college. I asked a lot of women in my political science class. I'm like, let's just take everything out of it. Pure emotion. You come home, your house is engulfed in fire. You have two kids in there. You want to get them out. Who do you want to see roll up? 230-pound women or 6'5", 250-pound dudes?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, a 250-pound dude can casual strength open doors, force windows open. I've seen guys kick through drywall walls and actually go from room to room doing that. They're like fucking human pit bulls. That's what you need when you're up against death.
Yep.
You got to have that if you want to have your best chance of survival. Mm-hmm. You don't send your weak fucking people in there unless you're probing a defense and you don't care about them, because that's what cannon fodder is.
Yep, and you can't spell death without diversity hire.
Correct.
Think about it.
Yep. Got to write. Where'd you get that? That's funny.
I was just thinking about it. Just
I got to write
it
that down.
It might be missing a letter or two, but it's pretty damn close. But you take a look at this article here, and you will see that all of the highest percentile careers where women are edging their way up are all the cushy jobs.
Yep.
19% of software developers are women. 25% of farmers, just shy of 25% of farmers are women. Now, I'm not going to say farming is an easy job.
No, it's not.
But by and large, depending on what you're doing, it's not really dangerous. 9.9% of construction industry.
I can hold a sign. Yeah. Hire me.
I've seen that quite a few times.
Almost 40% of financial analysts. Cushy office job. 7.8% of aerospace engineers. Well, because aerospace engineering requires logic and
math.
Crazy
high math skills.
There you go. Now, this one shouldn't even exist. 17.6% of clergy.
That's right.
Has anybody actually read the Bible?
Or any of the holy books? There are literally no women allowed.
Yep. Television, video, and motion picture camera operators and editors are predominantly male, with women making up 21.4% of the field. And only a woman wasn't nominated for cinematography until 2018. Name one female cinematographer.
Yeah, name a few. And or better yet, name some of the work they did.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know of a few good ones.
Yeah, just because it hasn't happened until recently doesn't mean there was a historic injustice.
No.
The two don't correlate. Shut up.
It's a meritocracy, or at least it used to be until recently.
Yeah.
About half of architecture students are women, but they're underrepresented in the field itself, which is 25.5% female.
Because they wash out.
They wash out. I'm sorry, but we know what happens when women build bridges. How long did that one bridge stand for? Like 6 weeks?
Not that long.
Yeah. We finished it! Shit.
I hope nobody died.
And then, what was it? Revlon earlier this year announced its first female CEO. They declared bankruptcy 3 months later.
Wow.
Yep. I'm just saying, you think you don't need men?
Well, here's
all evidence
thing.
To the contrary.
Most women don't like working for women bosses.
That's very true. And gee, I wonder why. Could it be because
pettiness, drama? Bullshit. Yep. Emotion.
Managerial positions require authority. And it's kind of hard to see somebody as an authority figure when they're crying at work.
Yes. That's not good.
Doesn't happen to all women. But when I see people crying at work, it's not usually dudes. Just saying.
I have no sympathy for them now. No. I don't even, like, whatever. I don't care.
Your grandfather was probably a horrible husband.
My grandfather was a damn good husband.
Well, it's too bad you don't know who your grandfather is. Or yeah. Your father.
He came from single family home. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Like, at best, he was probably emotionally distant and patriarchal.
As true masculinity should be.
Stoicism is not emotional distance.
No.
It's strength.
Well, the thing is, emotional distance is something a man needs to maintain logic, reason, and a calm mindset to handle problems efficiently and timely as they appear.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. And patriarchy works.
Yes, it's worked for thousands of years. So go ahead, yep. Mr. Dumbass, Dapper Domo.
Dumbass, yeah.
Tell me all of the civilizations that were run by women that still exist today. I'm waiting.
Wait. But I can give you a whole list of civilizations that started to crumble after women were given the right to vote and sexual freedom.
I.e. Rome?
Yes, there you go.
Greece?
Oh, but that's just a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I'm guessing his grandfather used to have two whole families miles apart of each other and was emotionally abusive to both. You see where the whole baby mama drama starts to come into this? If he's got two whole families...
He's a free-range fornicator.
Yeah, and somebody... And certain people can't keep their legs shut around certain free-range
back in the day, before the internet, men could do that.
Yep.
Now they can't do that anymore.
Now, if he was actually emotionally abusive to both...
That's fucked up.
And those... admittedly. But if those families stayed together in the face of that abuse, someone liked being treated that way.
Or there was no abuse.
And
he maintained two fucking families in two different locations and everyone's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying you should do that, but I understand things used to happen a certain way.
Yeah, but it definitely didn't happen the way it's being described by Dapper Dumbass.
Like, after what I know about women, there's no fucking way I could even do that.
No.
I mean,
I don't want that kind of aggravation.
Well, pussy's good and everything, but it ain't worth that much aggravation.
I mean, you saw the viral video of the Arabic dude who was talking to like his Islamic wife sitting behind him, and he says, you said you wanted to spend more time with your friend. Did I solve that problem? Yes, you did. And then he's like... Here's my second wife, her friend. And I'm like, okay, it's funny, but I don't want that kind of aggravation.
No.
No. That sounds like way more of a pain in the ass than it's worth.
Well, I've learned I can't deal with the drama of the Western women. There's no fucking way.
Guys think it's, you know, the whole polyamory thing is going to be great. Yeah, I'm gonna, they're like Jay and Clerks. I'm going to fuck this bitch. I'm going to fuck this bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves. That's not how it works out. You want to know what happens? Eventually they team up and go after your ass.
Yeah, they do.
All of a sudden they're like, hey, well, he's not attending to all of our emotional needs. Let's rake him over the coals.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
Jail, death.
Well, for him.
Poverty, bankruptcy, prison. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Well, yeah, those are consequences for men. For the women who are levying a bunch of false accusations, they don't have to worry about that.
And that's why I did administrative violence, because men can do the same thing. They just instinctively don't think about it.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. A lot of men want the same relationships they saw their families had. Okay, that's not a men thing. That's a human thing. We are all fucked up funhouse mirrors of our family life growing up.
Correct. And listen, if you get to 18 and you don't have at least one complex, your parents didn't do right by you.
No.
I'm just saying.
They saw their families had, but they never thought to ask, were the women happy in those situations? The real answer is a lot of them weren't. Hmm. If they were that unhappy, they could have cashed it in for the cash and prizes and left the dude completely destitute. They decided not to do that because they either needed the man or they flat out liked being treated that way.
Correct.
So fast forward to today where a woman, truthfully speaking, don't need yo ass. You gotta come harder than your ancestors. Gotta have some substance. Yes, and I'm sure you're the man to go to looking for that.
Well, there's that saying going around, like your grandfather, you know, worked his ass off for the woman in his life. But today, men have to work 20 times harder for a woman that's 12 times worse than their grandmother.
Yep.
Because I can guarantee you, most of the people out there who have a grandmother, at least that grew up in the 50s, 60s.
Yep.
More than likely, she wasn't a cum sponge, and she was married, and maybe was semi-faithful to her husband.
Yeah.
That doesn't really exist anymore.
Oh.
Not in any great percentage points.
And what happens to the women who buy into the BS that they don't need a man? Well, they usually wind up having bastards out of wedlock, and then you get this. If you can't read the caption, it literally says, if you have a son, you have a husband.
Because
there's no difference.
Because that's mentally healthy for the young boy.
Yeah, and this ugly penis sheath with the septum piercing, and obviously, yeah, you can smell the crazy coming off of this.
This is very common for single mothers to do this when they have sons. It happened to me.
Yep. I mean, there's a whole article about it. We'll put all these sources on the website so you guys can check them out. The Codependent Mother-Son Relationship Explained. This comes from a book, short-form book guide, No More Mr. Nice Guy by Robert Glover. So what is a codependent mother-son relationship and how does it affect men in adulthood? Let me see here. The codependent mother-son relationship is an example of this and is, Dr. Robert Glover writes about the impact of unhealthy parental relationships, and the codependent mother-son relationship is an example of this and is characterized by harmful attachments, clinginess, and control.
Yep. The control is usually the most common one.
Yep. Mr. Nice Guy tries to appear nice, but beneath this, he's actually insecure, underconfident, and repressed. All symptoms of being raised in a fatherless home.
Yep.
Because you have to be taught how to be a man by a man. Women do not raise men. They raise babies into boys. Men, fathers raise boys.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yep. It's just, so, yeah, when I look at Dapper Dumbass, I know that this is a dude who was obviously raised in a single mother home.
Yep.
Because he's parroting this bullshit. And then who is that other freaking chomo a-hole recently? Derek Jackson, king cuck of the universe.
Okay.
Telling us that we're all wrong with how we treat women. Cheats on his wife and now he's getting divorced.
Correct.
Bum, 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 bam.
Listen, the marriage is dead.
Yep.
I mean, in today's day and age, it's done. And I'm trying to waken the men up that out there to not do it. all it's going to do is lead you down a bad road.
Yep.
It's not worth it.
You want to see a bad road. You know, these single mothers who refer to their sons as their son hubbies, eventually when son hubby leaves the house, if he wakes up, if he has an awakening like you did, you're going to wind up with a Reddit post like this. Now, we're not going to read this whole thing. I'm just going to read to you the opening statement because it already just makes you go, what the hell? Narcissistic parents wanted me to trade houses with them because I got a slightly better one and then literally stole my air conditioners when I refused to give them money.
Yep.
So, yeah, don't need a man.
But I'll steal from them. Yeah. Now, listen, you know, my mother is elderly, and I can tell you right now, if it wasn't for me, she'd be living in an assisted living home, or she'd be on the street or dead.
Yeah.
And she lived her whole life as the liberal feminist, and she doesn't have two nickels to rub together in her 70s.
Doesn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
But you might be wondering, well, Pop, where's your sympathy? This is the woman who gave birth to you. Where?
Well, listen, I mean, am I giving her sympathy? Not really. I am honoring the position I have, which is the first oldest son takes care of the parent. All right, because I have duty, honor, dignity, and self-respect. Okay, that's what's keeping me doing this. And she's my mother. It is what it is. But, I mean, that is the role men have. We don't really have the luxury of quitting all the time.
No.
It sucks, but that's just the way it is.
When men quit, we actually observe consequences to our actions.
Yes.
When we get divorced, we're the ones raked over the coals financially. We're the ones who get saddled with all the debt.
Correct. Most of the time.
We're the ones who wind up having to pay alimony, child support. And then on top of that, our tax money keeps getting incrementally increased every year so we can take care of everybody else's bastard children and their child support.
Yeah, it's not going to sustain itself much longer.
Yeah. This is a society that was built by and is maintained every waking hour by the blood, sweat, and tears of
dudes.
Men.
Yeah.
And if you think that you can write a little Twitter thread talking about how women don't need men just because they have washers and dryers in the house that men invented, you are dumber and wronger than two boys fucking in church using the incense burner as a butt plug, and I hope you get third-degree burns. Suck my dick. See you later.